Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Bible Baptist Church of Lupton is the pastor there, Paul Heaton. How are you today, Pastor?
I'm doing fine, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the program today.
Glad
to talk
to be
about
here.
A big event you guys got coming up. Three big days, June 5th, 6th, and 7th. It's your Gospel Hootenanny. Is this your first ever Gospel Hootenanny?
No, sir. We started back about 1986.
Wow. All right. So this has been going for quite a while.
Yeah, not to this extent, though.
Okay, well, let's talk about that extent. It's three big days. Now, it starts off on Thursday night. What's happening Thursday night at the church there, Pastor?
We will have these fellows in with us. Jim Britton, Andy Leftwich, and Travis Alltop will be with us to sing.
Oh.
And we'll also have in with us the Jones family from Boyne City. My son-in-law, daughter, the Evans family, they'll also be here singing on Thursday night.
It'll be at 7 p.m. right there at the church. Was on Main Street in Lupton. And that's just kind of a sampler of what's going to be happening, because then Friday and Saturday, other big days. Friday night is another event, but Friday during the day, you got some workshops going on.
Yes, sir. I just talked to the fellow yesterday, one of them, and they're planning on doing some workshops. They're going to be quick because they're only going to be one day. Normally, you know, you have 4 or 5 days of these workshops, but being the way we have it set up, we can't do that.
Okay.
But they'll learn how to do tablature, learn how to play together with our other instruments. I'm sure they'll have a question-answer session, show you, you know, how to fiddle on the violin, and play some banjo, guitar, also probably some mandolin, because Andy Leftwich does both of those instruments.
Oh, man. Well, those are the four main ingredients of great bluegrass. So
they are exactly that.
That's right. So if you want to kind of learn to play, get some basics on those four instruments, those workshops, now they're taking place, what, from like 9 to 3 on that day?
About 9 to 3 on that day, and I'm not sure how they'll be set up, so the best thing to do, I guess, is come and be here around 9 o'clock and see how the day goes, I guess.
Now, is that also at the church?
That's at the church at this time, yes.
Okay, at this time. And now, there is a small charge for those, right?
Correct. Mm. We're not trying to make a living out of it for these fellows, but about $5 for each of the workshops.
Sure.
And I don't know how long each one will last, half hour, 45 minutes.
Okay.
They are going to have, I think he told me, a combined workshop where each of those fellows will give some instruction concerning, in the banjo you have what's called roll, so they'll be teaching some of that. Travis Alltop, of course, a little finger picking like Doc Watson type of stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
And I think it's going to be interesting. I already have quite a number of people that are looking forward to these classes.
I'm not surprised. And then Friday night at 7 o'clock out at the campgrounds, you've got some more entertainment going on, right?
Yeah, some more singing, something similar to Thursday night. Now, of course, you know, here in Michigan, it depends on weather, whether you do something outside or not.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
So if it doesn't go to the Tabernacle, which is about 8/10 of a mile kind of north east of the church, you go up to the Heath Road and turn right and go down about, I think, 8/10 to 6/10 of a mile, something like that.
Okay.
Now on the right says Bible Baptist Church Campgrounds. That's where that'll be held on Friday night. They will come through town most likely, coming from the south.
Yeah.
Just to check at the church. They might want to do that first, just to be sure that there's not a bunch of cars at the church, because if there is, then we won't be at the Tabernacle, obviously.
Sure. Okay. And then Saturday is the big Hootenanny.
That's correct.
All right. Tell us what's happening at the Hootenanny on Saturday.
All right. That starts about 10 o'clock in the morning. It's going to go to around 2. These three fellows will have to leave right around 1 o'clock because they have a plane to catch out of Flint. But we'll have the Jones family and the Evans family here, and there's probably going to be some other folks with us. We have some other people that oftentimes come that can't count every year, but they often come and sing. Basically, what it amounts to is these fellows will probably start out, then there'll be some other groups singing in and out there. We'll have what we call hobo soup. It's just basically soup.
Okay.
And usually without meat, because that's the way a hobo would do
it. Yeah, sure.
And then there'll be all kinds of desserts, crackers, bread, and that's free. There's no charge to that. There will be a love offering taken at each of these events to help defray the cost for these men. Not for the church, not for us. No, we're not paying electrical bills or anything with it. Simply a love offering for these gentlemen who are traveling from Tennessee to be with us for these 3 days.
It sounds like it's going to be a great 3 days, June 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Gospel Hootenanny being put on by the Bible Baptist Church and the campgrounds. Now, Pastor, if they want more information about the event, how do they get more info on this?
Well, the best thing to do would be call 989-473-2107. That would be my house number. And I'd be glad to give any information out there that anybody would like. I would like to say of these three men, Andy Lefwich, some may know, if you listen much to any bluegrass or country music, Ricky Skaggs gets a lot of coverage. And he does play fiddle for Ricky Skaggs off and on. I don't know if he's ever played mandolin for him, but he probably has. But he has played at Carnegie Hall as well as the Grand Ole Opry. Andy has. The other two men, as far as I know, have played at the Grand Ole Opry and Branson.
Nice.
So, you know, we're not talking here about, you know, somebody that's coming in here. We're talking about guys that's been around the bluegrass field, been around, you know, group. They know what they're doing. So this will be a valuable time for anybody out there who, you know, has an interest in an instrument or is playing one, just wants to upgrade a little bit.
Sure. All right. The Gospel Hootenanny, June 5th through the 7th at the Bible Baptist Church and Campgrounds of Lupton. And the pastor there, Paul Heaton. Pastor Paul, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Glad I could. And have a great day, Kevin.